Chapter 11, Section 3.7, Focus on Core. Another common counter that was raised was the importance of core, having a goal and clearly defined purpose. At the same time that people were talking about the goal, Silicon Valley was raving about the pivot. In short, you should have a goal unless you pivot to another goal. Go figure. The problem, of course, is that strategy is not a long linear path but a constantly iterative process. The actions you or others take can change that game. All you can hope to do is to set a direction and adapt along the way, or as Deng Xiaoping would say, cross the river by feeling the stones. Core is at best transitory. It doesn't matter whether you're a software company or a legal firm. Let us take the example of a legal firm. You only need to travel back to the 1980s to find a world where will writing was a rather bespoke activity and legal firms made not inconsiderable sums from such practices. There was a constraint in terms of lawyers, i.e. you needed a lawyer to write your will. Of course, industrialization happened, wills became more of commodity automated through standard templates and online services. Despite the gnashing of teeth and inertia created by past success, point 1, figure 154, the industry had to adapt. I've taken a liberty and simplified the components such as templates and computing to automation. What I want you to note is that the constraint between lawyers and wills was broken. Fortunately, there was a wide variety of other contract structures which users demanded. See figure 154, change to wills. For more details. Alas, despite recent experience of this change, the industry is once again facing industrialization of general contract writing through the use of AI systems. Naturally, there is the usual inertia to such changes. It's a relationship business, they won't be good enough, but since we've gone through this cycle in that industry within living memory, it's hopeful that more will adapt successfully this time. I suspect not, see figure 155. Once again the constraint of lawyers, but this time to contracts, will be broken. See figure 155, change to contracts. For more details. The point of this is that if your vision had been to provide personal will and contract writing services based upon access to lawyers, then what worked in the 1980s will by 2030 be mainly irrelevant or at best a niche market. There's nothing you can do about this because you're not solely in control. There are other players in the market, and just because you don't want it to become a commodity doesn't stop someone else exploiting it as such. These sorts of changes can also hit you from multiple directions, including from lower down the value chain via reducing barriers to entry into your market. The newspaper industry has suffered a recent example of this with the printing press. Back in the 1980s, if you wanted to be a journalist, then you had to work for a newspaper which owned or had access to a distribution network and printing presses. These capital-intensive assets were a constraint that acted as a barrier to entry. They were also a mechanism of control over journalists. There was a limited number of newspapers you could work for. Industrialization of the means of mass communication through the internet was first considered a potential boon for media industries. However, it broke the constraint, which has meant a flood of new entrants came into the market. Also, any journalist can now set up their own online paper. This liberation changed the main reason why you'd work for a newspaper. It was no longer because they control the means of distribution, but instead because of social capital, its network, brand, reputation and access to other services. The media industry had to adapt or in some cases fail. But even the act of collecting, curating and writing news is now under pressure from AI, with its more widespread use in business and sport reporting. The National Society of Newspaper Columnists, founded in 1977, has a core focus to promote professionalism and camaraderie among columnists and other writers, but how does that mission fit into a world of computer-generated copy? It's the same with automotive industry, where a core focus on the human driving experience might be relevant for the past but irrelevant or niche in a future of self-driving cars. Of all the terms I come across, then focus on core is probably the most destructive for the longevity of a company. To overcome it, you simply have to accept the truth that there is no core other than a transient focus.